When business and government leaders in Tucson decided to draw up a long-term plan to accommodate growth in the metro area, they looked elsewhere for ideas. They weren't looking for a plan they could replicate, but a planning process they could mimic. They looked to other cities for inspiration and settled on a model they've named Imagine Greater Tucson. Beth Walkup is the interim executive director.
Our whole process has been to draw from the community what they think this community should be like over the next 40 years or so. And so we started with a series of surveys that helped us find out what the values are that the bulk of the people in this community support. And then we moved them into a mapping process. And now we've done this online survey.
About 1 million people live in the metro area. And the question the group aims to answer is how to physically add another 1 million people and 500,000 jobs. The survey asked people what they want the region's growth to look like. For example, grow out with a bigger footprint on the desert, or grow up with more development in the urban area. Patrick Hartley is a program director with Imagine Greater Tucson, and he says most people wanted compact urban development.
Additionally, one of the things that really drove that choice we found in the survey was a concern for environmental areas. They wanted clean air, access to sustainable and clean water resources, and to conserve some of our land, some of our ecosystems in the area.
But people who took the survey say in addition to housing, they want more transportation options and communities where they can walk around instead of driving. Now that Imagine Greater Tucson knows what people want, Walkup says the organization is trying to figure out how to make it happen.
We'll be working with jurisdictions, which we already are, And in fact, some of them are using the information that's coming up and putting together their own plans.
Meanwhile, on the southeastern edge of the metro area, residents in Vail also took a survey to consider their long-term future. Should the area stay unincorporated or seek annexation into the city of Tucson, or should it be a new town? The most popular answer on the survey was incorporation. Rob Samuelson is part of the group now trying to figure out a formal process for proposing the new town of Vail.
We put a committee together and we looked at a lot of different factors, including liabilities of certain neighborhoods, liabilities meaning cost of maintaining the streets, those types of things.
And they've come up with proposed boundaries for a town, which would start at Tucson's southeastern city limits. There are a couple of ways to create a new town, both of which involve community support for the idea, but there are mechanics that need to be weighed first. Samuelson says that includes contracting with the Pima County Sheriff's Department for law enforcement and figuring out how to provide other municipal services. Samuelson says the group is keeping in mind that incorporation would impact other local governments and met with Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild about the proposal.
He said that he'd been very open about encouraging organizations such as ours to put together a boundary and to propose an incorporation.
The proposed town of Vail includes about 11,500 residents, Samuelson says. That would make it the 40th largest in Arizona compared to the other 90 incorporated areas. That's about the same population as Cottonwood and Coolidge, Arizona. The map of the proposed town limits of Vail is available on our website, azpm.org, along with links to more information from Imagine Greater Tucson. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.